a song like Kiri's Piano, in a sense, ruined writing about history for me, because I think that's the best thing that I've ever written in a historical vein. I think when I wrote that song, when I wrote from that point of view and was able to empathize with that point of view as much as I was able to do, I sort of look at it and go, oh, it's going to be hard to top that. It's going to be hard to take this. It's going to be hard right now to take this any further as a form of discourse. And so I think I just want to lay it aside for a while as a form of discourse and try some other things.
All of Kirito's joys, the thing she loved the best, was to play her prized piano when the sun had gone to rest. I used to hear the notes drift down along the silent water as Kiri played the notes and scales for her dear sons and daughters. I played piano, but not as good as Kiri. She went in for that long-haired stuff, but my, she played it pretty. The old piano had a tone, 'twould set my heart to aching. It always sounded sweetest though when it was Kiri playing. That December when the 7th Fleet was turned to smoke and ashes, the order came to confiscate their fishing boats and caches. And Kiri's husband forced to go and work in labor camps. And Kiri left alone to fend and hold the fort as best she can. But the music did not drift as often from up the cove at Kiri's house. And when it did, it sounded haunted, played with worry, played with doubt. For Kiri knew that soon she too would be compelled to leave, and the old upright would stay behind, and Kiri she would grieve. I loaded Kiri on the bus with stoic internees. The crime that they were guilty of was that they were not like me. And if I was ashamed, I didn't know it at the time. Well, they were flotsam on the wave of war. They were no friends of mine. And I went up to Kiri's house to tag all their belongings and set them out for auctioneers and claim them in the morning. One piece that I thought I'd keep and hold back for myself was that haunting ivory upright that Kiri played so well. Kiri had not left it there for me to take his plunder. She rolled it down onto the dock and on into the harbor. The old upright in strangers' hands was a thought she couldn't bear. So she consigned it to the sea to settle the affair. So many years have come and gone since Kiri's relocation. I look back now upon that time with shame and resignation. But Kiri knew what I did not, that if we must be free, then sometimes we must sacrifice to gain our dignity. Yes, Kiri knew what I did not, that if we must be free, then sometimes we must sacrifice to gain our dignity.
Because when I write, it's very much a, you know, think about it for 2 weeks, and then out comes the pen and the whole song gets written, and very rarely is anything changed from the first draft of the song. And when I look back on what I wrote, you know, the things that the character in the song says, where he's just gone through three verses describing this woman, describing the piano, describing the way she plays the piano, describing how the music that she played changed after her husband was taken away at first. And then as he gets down to, you know, where he's going to go up and you know, tag all their belongings, he says, they're no friends of mine. You know, that he can stand there and he can deny that these people that he knows so much about, that this woman whose music he loves, that they're his neighbors and everything else, but at the essential moment where he's got to go in and he's got to destroy their life, sorry, they're no friends of mine. You know, well, what are friends? What are neighbors? What are all these things? And it wasn't until about 3 months after I wrote the song that I was looking at it and found that I had actually, you know, written that and said that. And that to me is even more so than, you know, the end of the song where he realizes that you know, sacrifice is the thing that's essential in order to gain freedom. For me, the most important thing in that song is where he says that. Because that's the essential thing that allows people to do that. That allows them to deny the fact that they know somebody else. That allows them to deny the fact that these people have affected their lives, and therefore allows them to go in and steal their property or to, you know, trample on their rights. That to me is the essential point in this song.